Good morning from the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios. Welcome to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm your host, Teresa Watkins, and I am so glad to be back. Lizzie, good morning. How are you?
I am doing good. How are you?
I am great. Did you see what was in the parking lot?
The new asphalt?
No, puddles. There were puddles of water about 3 feet long and about 2 feet wide.
Ooh.
We got rain last night.
Oh, I thought it was the sprinkler system.
No, it was in the middle of the road. It wasn't the sprinklers. And oh my goodness, we got rain and my driveway was wet. My flowers were wet. Thank goodness. And it's going to be rainy the next few days. Hopefully this is it. Do you know in the month of April, we're supposed to get about 3.8 inches of rain.
Oh.
Last month, we didn't even get a half an inch of rain.
Oh, wow.
With all the summer temperatures, plants, I'm having installations. I have no problem installing landscapes all year round. I mean, I won't do it before a hurricane comes or if we know a really bad, you know, freeze is coming. But most of the year, we can plant here year round in Florida. I will tell you, I am having plants die that I never thought would die. And we're having to replace them. I can't wait for this drought to be over.
And okay, so I got a question. So it seems like the last few years, the April showers bring May flowers. I have not seen rain in April in quite a few years.
Well, so spring is our dry time of the year. Okay. It's exactly opposite of up north. So up north, April showers brings May flowers. Not here in Florida. It's our dry season.
Uh-huh.
And so we get the rain when we need it, which is the summertime and the fall. And so that's when we get most of our rainfall and replenishment, especially from storms. We definitely need our storms. And so we just need them to be light and easy, just consistent rain, you know, just a heavy deluge of rain. But during the wintertime, we don't get it. And that's normal. But we usually get between 2 inches and 4 inches during the springtime. That's a low. That's really low for us because during the summertime, we get between 6 to 12 to 15 inches of rain a month. So that's the difference. This year, we are down Central Florida area about 7 inches of rain, which we're going to make up when we get storms and things. Mm-hmm. But we should get it, you know, a little bit easier. So I am just so glad to see the rain. My blueberries are burning up.
No.
I mean, during a drought, you can't water enough because we're only allowed to water twice a week.
Correct.
And so even then, you know, we're still having issues. So I'm very pleased to see the puddles in the parking lot. You know, I even thought about going over and scooping it and kind of tossing it over to the flower beds, but it's okay. The humidity will be good. So I was gone for a few days. And, you know, thank you very much for all of your production during the Best of Better Lawns and Gardens. And had a wonderful trip to Savannah, Charleston. Lots of beautiful flowers. I will tell you, it's incredible. Did you know Savannah is one of the top cities in the top four cities for bridal showers and bachelorette parties?
Maybe, yes, that actually sounds like something to do.
But all these women walking around Savannah and Charleston with bridal veils and in groups of girly groups, and it was funny to see, but we just had a wonderful time. I think everybody, my new trend is now everybody needs to put up window boxes. And window boxes on the outside of the front of their home and put in beautiful spring and summer annuals, and it just makes the whole community look so much better.
It really does. And it really does.
I just really would like to see that and here in Florida. And so we could put tropicals in there, but the vines and just the thriller fillers and spillers of window boxes.
And, wait, I don't know if you want the, what's the high top called?
The thriller.
Okay, I think we should...
Well, you know, it could be just one in the middle.
Okay.
Okay. And then you have the little fillers like Calibacoas and all kinds of like ferns and things like that. And then you have your spillers, your licorice plants, your ivies, you know, a sweet potato vine. And so it just looks amazing.
Okay.
So window boxes.
Okay. Let me tell you something. Okay. I've helped grow when I was younger. I was in the garden 24/7, like about an acre of garden is what I would help keep. Okay. I have not grown okra since I was a kid. And then I got short-term memory loss anyway. So when my okra plant started producing, I'm like, that is the prettiest flower.
Isn't it?
I have ever seen. Now, I love okra, but I don't like messing with it because you got to soak it and you got to make sure it's not slimy and blah, blah, blah. And then you have to cut it at a certain time.
Deep fry it. That's the best way to do it.
Yeah, and then you have to cut it at a certain time from the videos I saw, or it becomes hard. So I don't know. Mine's past my finger length. Yeah. But anyway, most beautiful. So I'm like all about planting like okra all over my property
now. It's a really great plant for edible landscapings. And so they have a beautiful yellow flower. It's in the mallow family. So it looks kind of like a hibiscus.
Hibiscus? Did I buy a hibiscus by accident?
Yes, but they're yellow and the okra seeds are wonderful. Fried okra for breakfast in the morning. You can't get any more southern than that.
Yes, if somebody else could just do that for me, please. Tony, what are you doing?
We're going to be back. We got a lot to celebrate in May. I'm going to tell you a little bit more about my tour. And we are going to be taking your gardening questions. If it's Saturday morning, you're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Great deals are now blooming at Quality Green Specialists. Featuring a wide variety of fancy trees, ornamentals, herbs, and flowers, including over 50 varieties of fruiting plants, with sustainable organic nursery products and top quality soil testing. Experience a world of beauty at Quality Green. Open 9 to 4 daily at 335 West Michigan Avenue in DeLand. Online at qualitygreenspecialist.com. Quality Green Specialists, top quality plants, sustainable gardening products, friendly expert advice.
Oh my gosh, you guys, this season's hottest accessory hit shelves decades ago and has been flying off them ever since. It's functional, it's attractive, and it's the smart choice. Life jackets. Seen here on the model, life jackets complement any figure and bring a certain je ne sais quoi to the waters.
The Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission wants to remind you to wear your life jacket anytime you're out on the water. Visit wearitflorida.com. Wear it, Florida.
Mosquitoes are a nuisance. They can transmit deadly diseases like Zika and West Nile virus. Protect yourself with Summit Mosquito Dunks. Placed in ponds, bird baths, or any standing water, Summit Mosquito Dunks are harmless to people, pets, and wildlife, but kill mosquito larvae before they're old enough to bite and last for 30 days or more. Find Summit Mosquito Dunks at garden centers, hardware stores, and online retailers. Visit SummitResponsibleSolutions.com. That's SummitResponsibleSolutions.com.
Fresh Florida tomatoes. These ripe red rubies are the jewels of the produce section, making every dish a real gem. Sliced or diced, pureed or sautéed, they are the soul of soups and salads, the toppings of pizzas and pastas. They put the tea in BLT, literally. Is there nothing the Florida tomato can't do? Florida tomatoes, the Swiss Army knife of vegetables, even if they are a fruit, technically. To see what Florida tomatoes can do for you, visit freshfromflorida.com.
Penguins can't fly. Ostriches can't fly. And if your Florida ID or ID card isn't Real ID compliant by May 7th, then neither can you. Real ID compliant licenses and ID cards feature a gold star in the upper right corner. If yours doesn't have one by May 7th, you can't board commercial aircraft or gain access to any federal facilities. To obtain a Real ID for the first time, you must visit a driver's license service center in person. For full details, visit flhsmv.gov/realid. Paid for by the Florida Department of Highway Safety and Motor Vehicles.
There's a price war in the insurance business, and you may be paying too much. Call the Term Lifeline right now and see if you can save 40%. $500,000 plans and up, that's our specialty. Even great smokers' rates. Protect your family today. Call the Term Lifeline right now for a free quote. 866-558-TERM, 866-558-TERM, 866-558-TERM.
That sound is every driver's worst fear. How much will the repairs cost? Is it your engine, your transmission, or worse? A car breakdown could cost you thousands to repair, but not if you have CarShield. CarShield administrators pay your claims directly to the mechanic or dealer of your choice, saving you time and money. Call CarShield today before your next breakdown. Call 800-954-1023. That's 800-954-1023.
Do you have an invention idea but don't know what to do next? Call InventHelp today. We have representatives nationwide who will explain the InventHelp process step by step. Over 10,000 patents have been secured through InventHelp's patent referral services. The InventHelp data bank includes thousands of companies who have agreed to review new ideas. We've been helping inventors since 1984. Let's help you next. Get started today.
Call us for free information at 1-800-577-2648. That's 1-800-577-2648.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. So, Quality Green Specialist, Mother's Day is coming up. So, you definitely want to go and get your mother something wonderful that she can grow, she can smell, she can enjoy in her garden, looking at her garden. And Quality Green Specialist, Dana Venrick, he will be on next week, and he's going to help us out and tell us what you can grow. But Mother's Day is May 11th, and so you want to make sure. Also, Peterson's Nursery, Lizzie, they are having their butterfly gardening seminar, that which is right there on the property, and Peterson's Nursery in Lakeland, and Gila Dagno, I hope I pronounced that correctly, Dagno, she's going to be teaching at 9:30 to 10:30 next Saturday.
Nice.
And it will be, and she's from Go Natural Organics, and she does a great class. So you can go and learn all about butterfly gardening, but also buy the plants when you're there.
Yes, and Pearson's has that right there. So you're able to not only go from the seminar right to, and they have the best staff.
They do.
The best. I mean, customer service is gone nowadays, but not at Peterson's. Oh, my gosh. I love their staff.
Exactly. And I'm really proud of that because they're advertisers on the show. But they've got good, like, quality green specialists. Their staff is excellent, too. So it's that really personal touch. You can go in and tell them exactly what kind of conditions you have, and they can help you select anything. So,
yes,
you know, so Tony knew when he first we first started dating that not to buy me anything dead, like cut flowers. Always buy me live plants, live rose bushes, live flowers, you know. And and he had a hard time because when he would go in the independent garden centers, and it wasn't Quality Green Specialists at the time or Peterson's, but they would say, "Did Teresa tell you you could buy that?"
Shut up. That's hysterical.
He goes, "Well, I was going to surprise her." No. We think we need to talk to Teresa first.
Shut up. That is so awesome.
The poor guy. And so that's really hard.
You know,
so.
And you'll be happy.
Yes.
Because I did a Teresa moment whenever I was checking out at Publix the other day. There was a young man, probably early mid-20s, okay? And so I automatically, I carry on a conversation. I force people to talk to me, okay? And I go, "So what do you have planned for this weekend?" "Well," he goes, "my girlfriend and I, we're going to go and do this and this and that." And so, and then gaming was involved. And then
right.
I just wanted to throw myself out in front of a speeding semi. But I go, "You know what you should do?" I said, "You guys over there sell roses and this other stuff, like the little small petite
Yes, and
things.
They're wonderful. Yes, they're florist roses.
Yeah,
yes.
And I go, "And that's a plant." I said, "You really should go buy her one." I said, "Don't buy those. I'm not saying buying cut flowers is bad, but you should buy her something that's going to last and she can put in the ground." And he was like, "That's the best idea." I go, "That was a Teresa Watkins tip." And he's like, "Who's that?" And I'm like, "Never mind."
Well, the never mind part wasn't good.
Well, I don't want to be like, "Well, I'm the producer for her show."
Oh, I give you permission to do that anytime.
Okay.
Mike, good morning in Venice. Yes, puddles make me excited right now anytime I see rainfall. So good morning. I'm so glad you're listening this morning. So we're taking your gardening questions and we're paying all the attention to you. If you want to call and give us a gardening question, I would love that. 1-888-455-2967, or you can text 23680 and I will answer your questions. So May has a lot of celebrations. This is the Garden for Wildlife Month. Beginning May 1st, the National Wildlife Federation celebrates Garden for Wildlife with lots of promotions. You want to plant for birds. You can plant trees and grasses and flowers. So sometimes I'll see in a yard, they'll say, we don't get any birds at our bird feeder except crows and some of the bigger birds. And but there's no plants around. And so the birds need to feel protected. And so they need to have nesting areas and then also water. So you want to have some kind of water in your yard. And so that is just wonderful. So Gardening for Wildlife Month, National Wildlife Federation. So let me know what you're planting for the birds, okay? And then today, Lizzie, and I know yesterday I talked about it with Simon and you and Justin. Today is World Naked Gardening Day. And World Naked Gardening Day has been celebrated since 2005. It is a thing, okay? And state of Florida is one of the few states that have public nudity allowed.
Yeah.
And so they have about 10 different beaches.
I was like, well, make sure you know where the public nudity is, because then you can catch yourself, you know, like a federal case or was it, I don't know, what is it called? What's it called? It's not a misdemeanor. What's it called?
Felony.
There you go. Catch yourself felony on that one.
Yes. And so what my caution is, you don't want to be trimming your roses or your bougainvillea on World Naked Gardening Day. You don't want to be trimming your hollies or your agaves on World Naked Gardening Day. And you want to be very careful with sharp tools, okay, especially if you're in a crowd. And then so you want to make sure you put on sunblock, okay, your sun lotion.
Mm-hmm.
You want to wear your gardening hat,
mm-hmm,
and your gardening gloves and your sunglasses.
Nice.
Okay, and so that's the appropriate tools for it. And just go out there and enjoy. You can weed. You can, water your lawn, hand water it, or whatever you need to do. And then also you can just smell the roses and tiptoe through the tulip trees, and which we do grow here in Florida,
yes.
Tulip trees. All right. So it's also Cinco de Mayo this month, May 5th. And, of course, we celebrate with avocados and agaves, right? So the list of plants that come from Mexico are agave azul, allspice, dahlias, jacarandas, Mexican tarragon, which I love, orchids and poinsettias, prickly pears, pitias, which are night-blooming cereuses, and sunflowers.
Ooh.
And sunflowers are wonderful. So when you want to celebrate Cinco de Mayo, you can have plants in your yard that are from Mexico. And I really try and do a plant palette when I have the Mexican tile roof homes or the stucco homes that look very Florida, early Florida. They look great with Mexican plants, and so that's good. And then also, too, National Public Gardens Week starts May 9th through the 18th. Now, if you're here in Orlando, Lou Gardens has an event on May 9th to celebrate National Public Gardens Day. And check with your local parks and botanical gardens to see what they are celebrating in your area. So this is throughout the country and the state of Florida. So if you're in the Fairchild Gardens, Botanical Gardens, any of the Kanapaha Botanical Gardens up in Gainesville, so you can find a garden this coming 2 weeks and check it out so that you can visit on those days. And we should be going to our botanical gardens and our public gardens all the time.
Yes.
They are beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
And that was one of the nicest things I saw in Savannah and Charleston was how many people used those public squares, the little pocket gardens underneath the shade of oak trees, and they had statues, memorials in them, and a lot of history markers because Savannah and Charleston were prominent in the Civil War. So there's so much history there. And so the pocket gardens are so beautiful. So hopefully more cities are going to be creating more little pocket gardens.
Yes.
And the people really use them. So I was really nice to see that. And then finally, May 25th is a very important day. It is National Wine Day. And so you can plant container-grown grapes year-round. They grow year-round, but they go dormant in the wintertime. But you can grow your own grapes, and you can have your own wine grape-smashing vintner parties and, wash your feet. And so
clean out your toenails.
Yes. You have to think about that, right? And so lots to celebrate this month. And so then also, too, if your mother's still around, you'd be very grateful.
Yes.
And go and give her a big hug and a kiss and bring her flowers.
Yes. Or, do something in honor of her, something that she would like. I know that it's earlier in the year, but we replace all of our roses, or we shift all of our roses, because Peterson's has the event where they have all the roses come in the one time a year. And out of, my mom, every year we would always do that. So, yeah, definitely.
That's a great idea. Yeah, so even if she's passed, you can memorialize her and just remember her.
In a positive
on Mother's
way.
Day. In a positive way.
Remember how good the times were. I know it's sad, but remember the good times.
That's important. And flowers help us do that. 1-888-455-2967, or you can text 23680. What can we be planting this month? Well, vegetables are great. You want to start planting the summer heat tolerant vegetables, okay? No more of the lettuces and kales, unless you get the Asian ones. So let me give you some ideas of what you can plant that's going to take the heat, all right? Amaranth. Amaranth, make grains with it. It is a beautiful plant. Boniato, calabaza, cassabas, chayotes, cherry tomatoes, and Everglades tomatoes will produce tomato little ones all year round. But they are so delicious. You pop them in your mouth and they are so sweet, and it's just like eating candy. Collards and dasheen, gingers, lima beans, longevity spinach. So you can plant spinach. You just got to make sure the varieties are heat tolerant. Long squash, loofah squash, snap beans, Malabar spinach, malangas, New Zealand spinach, and Okinawa spinach. So these are delicious. They're really peppery and they take the heat really well. Okra, like Lizzie does, and papayas. Hot peppers. Peppers will grow all summer long, so you can go ahead and take care of them. Southern peas and sugarcane. Sweet potatoes, Swiss chard, tamarillos, yams, and yard-long beans. If it's Saturday morning, you're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
You work hard to provide a better life for your family. The only problem is that you now have a tax bill that you can't afford to pay. The IRS is now threatening to garnish your wages and put a levy on your bank account. You can't ignore the IRS. They won't go away on their own. You need help, and you need it now. Call the tax pros at United Tax Fix today. Call 800-762-2768. That's 800-762-2768. You work hard to provide a better life for your family. The only problem is that you now have a tax bill that you can't afford to pay. The IRS is now threatening to garnish your wages and put a levy on your bank account. You can't ignore the IRS. They won't go away on their own. You need help, and you need it now. Give us a call now, and we'll create a plan of action for you that we guarantee will work. Stop the harassing phone calls. Stop the threatening letters. Stop wage garnishments. Stop any bank levies. And most importantly, Put an end to your tax nightmare once and for all. If you have a tax debt of $10,000 or more, call the tax pros at United Tax Fix today. Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-762-2768. That's 800-762-2768. 800-762-2768. Call now.
Advertisement sponsored by Allied Injury Group, not available in all states. This important message from Allied Injury Group reminds you that if you or someone you love was injured in an accident that wasn't your fault, you deserve financial compensation for your medical expenses, lost wages, pain, and suffering. Don't rely on insurance companies to look out for you. If you haven't spoken to an attorney, call our legal experts now. Work accident, truck accident, collision with an uninsured driver, or a slip and fall. Allied Injury Group has helped clients win hundreds of millions of dollars in damages. They're available 24/7 to take your call and fight for you. Remember, if you or someone you love suffered injuries in an accident that wasn't your fault, like being struck by a drunk driver, a collision with an 18-wheeler, were a victim of workplace negligence or more, get the financial compensation you deserve. Call Allied Injury Group for a free consultation now.
Call 800-496-1910. That's 800-496-1910. Again, 800-496-1910.
Who did you let down today? Your wife? Your kids? Well, how about yourself? Take a look in the mirror. If you're tired of your drug and alcohol problem, you need to fix the problem and right now, before you hurt or kill yourself, or worse yet, somebody else. Call the addiction specialist now at the Reset Addiction Treatment Helpline. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We'll find you the right treatment regardless of your financial situation. When you call right now, you'll speak to a recovering addict who understands what you're going through right now. Let us help you break your addiction to drug and alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential and free. So take 5 minutes of your time and call us right now. We're here answering the phone. I promise it'll change your life.
Call 800-853-0975. That's 800-853-0975. 800-853-0975. Again, 800-853-0975.
Do you have an invention idea but don't know what to do next? Call InventHelp today. We have representatives nationwide who will explain the InventHelp process step by step. Over 10,000 patents have been secured through InventHelp's patent referral services. The InventHelp data bank includes thousands of companies who have agreed to review new ideas. We've been helping inventors since 1984. Let's help you next. Get started today.
Call us for free information at 1-800-558-5497. Again, 1-800-558-5497.
Stop your grinding with Brett Snyder.
Are you waking up in the morning with a sore jaw, headaches, ringing in your ears, all because you're grinding and clenching your teeth at night? That's exactly what was going on with me. I ended up going to a dentist, and he wants to charge over $600 for a night guard. That's when I found the Brooks Night Guard. You mold it at home to the top or bottom teeth. Other mouth guards go all the way to the back, which allows the back teeth to touch. This is where most of the grinding and clenching occurs. The Brooks Night Guard redirects the bite force away from the back teeth, reducing jaw pain while still protecting the teeth. This unique design is what makes Brooks Night Guard different from all other traditional grind guards. Order your Brooks Night Guard today and get 10% off plus free shipping. Go to brooksnightguard.com and enter the code BRUX95. That's BRUX95.
Stop your grinding with Brooks Night Guard.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins. If you have a gardening question, you can give me a call, 1-888-455-2967, or you can text us, 23680, and we'll get your questions answered. Let's go to Trish in Winter Haven. Good morning, Trish. How are you?
Good morning. I'm fine. Thank you.
How can I help?
I bought a weeping hibiscus tree, actually three of them.
Okay.
And I'm not much of a tropical person, more of the native Floridian type plant.
Sure.
And it's about 5.5-6 feet tall. The trunk's about 1.5 to 2 inches in diameter. Uh-huh. And, of course, the tendrils hang down, and they bloom at the end. One, I need to find out about fertilization. Two, do they only bloom on the end of the tendrils? And three, do I cut back anywhere? And if so, where's the best place to cut it back?
Okay, great. They're wonderful plants, and hummingbirds and butterflies love them. So that was a really nice choice. Now, are they in the ground or in the pot?
In the ground.
And they're in the ground. Okay. So your weeping hibiscus, when did you get them? Did you just recently plant them?
About a month and a half ago.
Okay. So I would just wait to cut them back till August. Okay. And then that will give them time to flush out again before the winter time. But I would go ahead, since they're new, getting in the ground, you want them to develop a really good root system. I wouldn't stress them out or put any extra effort to them or stress on them by cutting them. Because when you cut, you're going to start to see more production in the leaves, and it's going to encourage it to grow. But right now, while it's getting roots, and establishing itself, especially during this drought, I wouldn't cut them back. So I would wait, and if you get a lot of good rain this weekend, if you get 1 inch to an inch and a half, or when the rainy season starts, you can wait until June. You can put down a little bit fertilizer, follow the label. Mm-hmm. I would use a blooming fertilizer and give it that. So if you get an adequate rainfall, go ahead and fertilize them now, and that will be good. All right, so I wouldn't worry about cutting them until August. And if you get my newsletter, I actually tell you in my newsletter when to prune plants back, and hibiscus is one of those. All right, so wait till we've gotten adequate rain, and then you can fertilize, and then wait till August to prune it.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. That's a really good choice of a plant. Very unusual, so I'm glad you did it. Thank you so much, Trish, for calling. 1-888-455-2967, or you can text 23680. Let's go to Beverly in Tallahassee. Good morning, Beverly. How are you?
I'm well. How are y'all doing?
We're doing great. It's so nice to hear from you.
And, well, it's nice to be up early enough and have my marbles assembled well enough to call.
I know the feeling.
I apologize if you've just answered this question recently, but I have daffodils and paper whites, and up here they naturalize and they'll spread.
Oh, you're so
lucky.
And
I've got a couple of clumps of them. You know, they're dying back. They're losing their little leaves or stalks or whatever.
Yes, the
stems. They're turning brown and yellow. So I need to dig them up before they disappear.
Right.
So when I dig them up, of course, it'll be hot up here.
Mm-hmm.
So can I just go ahead and plant them where I want them in my wildflower bed, or should I store them?
No, I would go ahead and replant them in the ground.
Okay.
Okay, correct. And because you do get cold enough up there to give them those chilling hours in the fall and early winter. So, yeah, I would go ahead and just plant them where you right now, dig them up, and so you know where they are because you won't be able to find them later on. And just transplant them where you want to.
Well, and even if I dig them up, if I don't put them back out in the yard, I probably won't be able to find them later on anyway.
Well, you can always put it in a pot. So.
Oh, well, there you go. Can I ask you one more quick question?
Sure, sure.
Okay, so I'm saving the echinacea seeds off of the flowers, you know.
Yes.
Do I need to let them dry before I plant them, or can I just them off?
So what are they in now? You're saving them. So are they wet now, or are they dry?
No, I just put them on a little ceramic dish, a little kitchen dish or something.
Okay.
And it's just the off the one flower because it's just starting to bloom. So I don't know, do I let them dry or can I just go ahead and stick them in another pot and try and
okay,
get
so them so either or, but I like to put them into a paper envelope for a few months and then plant them again. So when the rain starts, you can go ahead and do that, or you can wait until fall and plant them in the fall.
Okay,
but I'd put them in an envelope, but that'll keep them nice and dry, and you can keep that in the refrigerator.
So
you're welcome. It's good to hear from you, Bev.
Thank you. Nice listening to you.
Thank you, hon. Bye-bye. So we have lots of good questions. So, Alinda, it's so nice to hear from you from Port St. John on the Space Coast. Thank you very much. And so I have perfect, Lizzie, can you tell us what a perfect text message is?
A perfect text is your name and your location. You can make up a name. Just remember that what name you pick so we you know we're talking to you. The reason why we need your location is because Teresina gives you the exact grow suggestion and directions. And then a quick synopsis of what you're asking. So name, location, and a synopsis of what you're asking.
Yeah, there you go. So I have a text. I don't know where it's from. Good morning, Teresa. Good morning, ladies. So you're included, Lizzie. So that's we're the ladies. I have St. Augustine grass, and I've been watering it twice a week because of lack of rain. My problem, a few patches are vibrant green, but most of it is light green. I have not fertilized this year. I see some lawns that are dark, rich green. I would love that. Please let me know your thoughts. Thank you. Okay, so my first question is, you say you've been watering it. Are you hand watering or do you have an irrigation system? So let me tell you why. Because those areas that are nice and vibrant green are getting water, okay, from your watering twice a week. Now, the light green, they may not be getting the same amount of rain of irrigation if it's irrigation that you have. And so fertilizing should have taken place right there at the end of March, first part of April. Okay, and so that's the best time to fertilize. I would go ahead and after this rain that we're getting this week, go ahead and fertilize now because you can't do it after the month of June. Okay, so there's many cities and counties in Florida that have fertilizer bans. So you can't fertilize between June and the end of September. So just make sure your areas are all getting the adequate water. If it's Saturday morning, you're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Chocolate lovers are going absolutely bananas over our new Bluebell Banana Fudge. Rich milk chocolate ice cream swirled with a scrumptious banana-flavored ice cream. Your favorite banana fudge bar, now in a carton.
The good old days are being made right now.
The good old days are being made right now.
Look for Bluebell ice cream at your local grocer and pick up your favorite flavor today.
Ticks can transmit Lyme disease and other dangerous illnesses. Protect yourself and your family with Summit Green Armor Insect Repellent. Clothing and outdoor gear treated with Green Armor Insect Repellent repels and kills ticks, chiggers, mites, and mosquitoes for up to 6 weeks. The handy spray bottle makes it easy to apply this odorless layer of protection. Green Armor Insect Repellent is available at garden centers, hardware stores, and at SummitResponsibleSolutions.com. That's SummitResponsibleSolutions.com.
Fresh Florida tomatoes. These ripe red rubies are the jewels of the produce section, making every dish a real gem. Sliced or diced, pureed or sautéed, they are the soul of soups and salads, the toppings of pizzas and pastas. They put the T in BLT, literally. Is there nothing the Florida tomato can't do? Florida tomatoes, the Swiss Army knife of vegetables. Even if they are a fruit, technically. To see what Florida tomatoes can do for you, visit freshfromflorida.com.
Penguins can't fly. Ostriches can't fly. And if your Florida ID or ID card isn't Real ID compliant by May 7th, then neither can you. Real ID compliant licenses and ID cards feature a gold star in the upper right corner. If yours doesn't have one by May 7th, you can't board commercial aircraft or gain access to any federal facilities. To obtain a Real ID for the first time, you must visit a driver's license service center in person. For full details, visit flhsmv.gov/realid. Paid for by the Florida Department of Highway Safety and Motor Vehicles.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance.
If you use insulin or have had hypoglycemic events, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. That's 800-513-1652.
That sound is every driver's worst fear. How much will the repairs cost? Is it your engine, your transmission, or worse? A car breakdown could cost you thousands to repair, but not if you have CarShield. CarShield administrators pay your claims directly to the mechanic or dealer of your choice, saving you time and money. Call CarShield today before your next breakdown. Call 800-954-1023. That's 800-954-1023.
Do you have an invention idea but don't know what to do next? Call InventHelp today. We have representatives nationwide who will explain the InventHelp process step by step. Over 10,000 patents have been secured through InventHelp's patent referral services. The InventHelp data bank includes thousands of companies who have agreed to review new ideas. We've been helping inventors since 1984. Let's help you next. Get started today.
Call us for free information at 1-800-577-2648. That's 1-800-577-2648.
Good morning. Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. 1-888-455-2967, or you can text 23680. Let's go to Carol in Lakeland. Good morning, Carol. How can I help you?
Good morning. How are you today?
I am great. Thank you for asking.
Good. I have got like three totally different questions to ask you. So
okay, super.
Hang in there with me.
I will. Fire away.
All right. So let's say you plant a tree and it's like just a little 5-foot tree, and you want to cut off as it grows. You want to cut off some of the limbs so that it'll grow taller and not have the limbs that are like knee high. You
right.
want them to go up, right?
Right.
So does the tree grow from the bottom up or all the way up, or so I need to know, in other words, how low to cut the branches.
Okay. So you've got a 5-foot tall tree that's in the ground,
okay.
right? And
right.
it's in the right,
right
conditions.
Right.
Okay. You do not want to cut it until it's about 6 to 8 feet tall. It needs every single leaf to go through photosynthesis and create deeper roots. Okay. So right now, if it's not a problem where it is, okay, so like the branches aren't hanging over any kind of sidewalk or anything like that, which would mean it would be in the wrong place. But right now, I wouldn't worry about cutting it until at least it gets to be, I would say, 6 to 10 feet tall. And then you would just remove the lower branches so that you can walk underneath it. So you can do it a little bit at a time. But right now, I would not cut it.
I need to clarify. This is like an ornamental tree. This is like a Panama rose.
Oh, you've got a 5-foot tall Panama rose?
Yeah.
I would love to see a photograph of that.
Okay. Yeah. So and instead of a bush shape, it's been tree shaped, you know.
Yeah.
And so I'm trying to get it to be taller and not, you know, and cut the limbs on the bottom.
Right. And I don't necessarily think you're going to do that by cutting it, okay? Because it's in a euphorbia, and it's in that, it has that base. So, you know, that may be the height of it, and I'm going to look that up because I've never seen one taller than 3 to 4 foot tall. But if it's 5 foot tall, it's not going to get very much taller, okay? So it's not something that, I'm just wondering why you want to cut it.
Because I thought it would get taller. So, okay, that's the answer to my question.
Yeah, no. Cutting it back will not make it grow taller.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay, great.
All right.
Thank you.
Next question.
Okay, so Epidendrum. The 5-star reed orchid.
Orchid,
you know?
Yes. I've got them blooming in my yard right now. Terrestrial orchid, yes.
I've got a lot of them, and what I want to do, I mean, some of them are, they've got all of this, I don't know how to make them look better because they've got all of these
the white roots on the top. Yeah.
And the roots. So what do I cut out?
Okay, so do you want to move them, transplant them, or do you want to throw them away? Don't throw them away.
I want them to look better because they look like a mess. They're just a big, big mess.
Okay, so what you can do is they do get floppy, and they do multiply really nicely. So you must have great growing conditions. And so what I would do is cover the roots up with a little bit of dirt, just a little, and then mulch it. And then that way you can go ahead and you can cover some of the leaves too as well. They will keep growing. Okay. So I would just kind of clean them up. I would not cut the roots. I would kind of even just bury them, stick them in the ground, cover them with mulch. If you want to divide them up, then that's an easy, another way of making them look neater. But I've also seen people put little, not necessarily fences, but little wires around them, kind of like you do your gladiolas and your hollyhocks, where they lean when they get too heavy. And we have these steel posts you can put in the ground, steel wires that you can put in that will keep them growing straight up.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
I have a couple in baskets.
Yes. Oh, that's nice.
And again, they've got all of this dead-looking stuff in them.
You could cut those off. So, anything that's dead, you can cut off.
Okay, but I just don't want to cut. Okay, that's good. And then finally, our caladiums that we planted last year don't seem to be coming up. Is it too dry or something?
I think it's still a little too dry. They really love tropical conditions. They like to have the moisture to get them to grow. Just be patient. I think they'll start to produce. But it's due to the drought.
Yeah, okay. All right, well, thanks for your help.
You're welcome. Thank you, Careful. Hold on. All right, and so...
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. And now, Teresa's top five.
And my top five plants are my top five favorite Mother's Day plants. And this is what my favorite is. My very first one is gardenia. Gardenia vecchi. Okay, gets 4 feet in height and width, blooms sporadically all year long, double white flowers, fragrant, constantly blooming, ideal for patio gardens. They're just beautiful. Gardenias. Number two is Grand Duke of Tuscany jasmine, Jasminium sambac. It's fragrant, gets 1 to 3 feet tall and wide, white camellia-like flowers. You will not believe the fragrance of this Grand Duke of Tuscany jasmine. My number three plants, favorite plants for Mother's Day, Pink Perfection Camellia Japonicum. They're columnar, full sun to partial shade, 6 feet tall. They have winter blooms, so they are perfect for winter. My next one is just what Carol was talking about, terrestrial orchids, the Epidendrum radicans, 3 foot tall. They're bright orange and red, full sun to partial sun. They even like rocky soil, so you can put them in a Mediterranean bed or a desert garden. And then my last one are roses, live roses, not dead ones, live roses. Drift is my favorite. David Austin, heirloom roses, double delight, and angel face. Thank you so much, Lizzie. I was going to do an announcement. We were going to do it in the second hour.
My bad. I'm so sorry. I looked at the time and I'm like, the first hour is all. How did that happen? The first hour is almost over.
I know we've had such great calls.
Yeah. So, listeners, you guys, as always, you guys step it up and you keep us on our toes, especially when we have a day off.
There you go. So, the May newsletter is going out on Monday. If you're not subscribed to it, it's free. I tell you what to do each month in the garden, in your landscape. I also talk about what's going on. And then I give my design tips. And then Lizzie has a wonderful little post in there. She talks about her gardening efforts and what she goes through. And she talks about the turkeys. And they're so cute. And how many do you have now, Lizzie?
A few.
I think she said 14 this morning. Okay. And then also, too, my landscape malpractice, how to know when to fire your landscaper. And this month, it's a doozy. And then also just all kinds of hints, my favorite plant. So that is my In Your Backyard newsletter. You can go to my website, www.shehe-consulting.com, or just Google Teresa Watkins newsletter. It will come up. and it's free. I do not spam, and I think you'll enjoy it. So go ahead and you get on my list now, and it'll get sent out on Monday, and you'll enjoy reading it. So I really do appreciate it. Lizzie, I want to thank all of our callers this morning and people emailing in and texting. I have a lot to read here. We're going to have a busy second hour.
Yeah.
You're going to want to stay tuned for that.
And ask him, Bill. Bill, if you can hold on for this
Yeah, Bill and DeLand.
Yeah, please hold on.
You've got a great question. And so that's wonderful. Also, too, if you're interested in traveling with me to see fabulous gardens everywhere, and we have our Art and Bloom Garden Tour Company, and we just got back from our first trip of the year. Next month, we're going to the Chelsea Flower Show in London, and it's all booked out, sold out. And then our Newport, Rhode Island show is sold out. And we have Buffalo. That's going to sell out pretty quickly. We had some calls yesterday, so it may be sold out. Scotland in August. We are going to fabulous botanical gardens. We're going to the Highlands. We are going to take a boat ride and Loch Ness and look for Nessie. Okay. It doesn't have anything to do with gardening, but if we find her, it may be good for the compost pile. I don't know. And so then also to train rides, we're going to take the Hogwarts train on the viaduct. It's just going to be a fabulous trip. And then we have the Hudson Valley, all the gilded mansions, and just the beautiful, beautiful botanical gardens, the cloisters, in September.
And if they're interested in taking part of this, and where is it located, so they can find out how much it is?
You can go to our website. It's, again, www.artandbloomgardentours.com. artandbloomgardentours.com. You can sign up on our Facebook page. Lizzie, they need to go to our Better Lawns and Gardens Facebook page and like us. And we do appreciate everyone. We're going to be right back. Bill, hang on. We got you. If it's Saturday morning, you're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
If you miss any of this show, you can always re-listen to it at betterlawns.com. That's betterlawns.com.
Flash, I'm taking up.
Everything okay in here?
Oh, yeah, sure is.
You're wearing a life jacket.
Sure am.
In the tub?
Practicing for when we head to the lake. I read about wearing one at wearitflorida.com.
And wearitflorida.com told you to wear it in the tub?
Nope, that was my idea. You know, Florida is the leader in boating fatalities, so a life jacket can save lives.
As you were.
Splish, splash, I was taking a
Learn bath. More at wearitflorida.com.
You work hard to provide a better life for your family. The only problem is that you now have a tax bill that you can't afford to pay. The IRS is now threatening to garnish your wages and put a levy on your bank account. You can't ignore the IRS. They won't go away on their own. You need help, and you need it now. Call the Tax Pros at United Tax Fix today. Call 800-762-2768. That's 800-762-2768.